My guess is heading straight. Schroeder. How do you Americanize?
You know, it's funny because in Michigan, I've never seen anybody with my name. And it, when I went to Ohio and I got my job in Ohio, that was addressed, like, how should we pronounce your name? Some people call you Schrader or Schroeder. And I said, it doesn't really matter to me. So I say Schroeder, but it's different. Schroeder, I guess, is the closest.
Schroeder. Henning, you and I have known each other for a while, but haven't seen each other in quite a long time. When I knew you, you were a graduate student at Western Michigan University.
Right.
Studying with Dr. Trent Kinniston.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I did my master's here at Western. And I finished that in 2006, I think. And so I'm very familiar with the Kalamazoo community. My wife actually came here first. She started her master's here in 99. And you know, we've had that connection with Kalamazoo ever since. So, and it's nice to be back for a concert with my group.
And now Yulian Tay is the newest member of our piano faculty.
Yes,
in
she is.
School of Music.
Yes, yeah. So we keep coming back to Kalamazoo. Yes.
That news made me very happy for the rightness of it and remembering what a contribution she made as a pianist when she was here. And of course, knowing you were coming along as well, Henning, you were a thoughtful and very helpful teacher, I will admit now. I took some lessons on saxophone.
Right.
It's all about having good people in your community to nurture the grown-ups and younger students who will continue to grow as musicians. The opportunity that we're here to talk about, though, is a chance to hear you with a very prestigious group, the Capitol Quartet. It was formed in 1991, and I know that you certainly weren't there at the beginning.
That's right.
But maybe you could go through a little of its history right now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of exciting because I've known this group for a very long time, even when I was in Germany still. So members of the group, I mean, there's no original member, no founding member in the group right now, but the members of the group I've known and looked up to as artists that I listened to and I studied their music when I was, you know, growing up as a musician in Germany. And it's somewhat surreal that I'm in this group making music with these idols of mine. So that's kind of cool. I've only been with the group for 1.5 years about the Capitol Quartet. But yeah, they've been around since 1991. They started in Washington, D.C., which is why they're called Capitol Quartet. They were very much an entertainment ensemble at the time. Did a lot of pop shows with orchestras, and we still do that kind of stuff now, but we have morphed into maybe more of a chamber music ensemble that plays both the traditional quartet repertoire and then still a lot of jazz and pops things, but we have really done a lot of commissioning and premiering of new works, and a lot of that is going to be on the program tomorrow. And so it's a group that's kind of evolved over time with the membership. And I'm not the Muse members, but the group, the other three members have been with that group for a number of years. So
the concert is tonight. Music begins at 7:30 p.m., but if you show up at 7 o'clock, you'll hear members of the Capitol Quartet talk about what it's like to be a performer in a saxophone quartet. Details on tickets are available at wmich.edu/music/events. Henning, I'm wondering about the other members of the group. You mentioned a sort of many years ago, the members of the group had a military background.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing there's also an academic background here too. Joe Lula, for example.
Yes, there is now. I mean, all the members of the quartet, our day jobs are at universities. So I teach at Ohio Northern University. Joe Lulav is the distinguished saxophone professor at Michigan State University.
Pretty legendary there.
Absolutely. He is, you know, he is one of the great saxophonists, classical saxophonists performing today. It's really true. He's an amazing artist, and there's a lot that he does. Capital Quartet is just one of the things that he does. And also as a soloist, he's very active. And what a great educator, what a great person. He's a very dear friend, and you know, I admire him as an artist and as a person. So it's great to have him there. And then David Stamler, our tenor player, is the saxophone professor at Penn State University. And Chris Creviston, the interesting thing about him, he's the saxophone professor at Arizona State University, but he's actually from this region. He grew up in Otsego. He went to high school there. And as a high school student, he went to a seminar here, the high school music camp, summer camp at Western Michigan. And he took lessons as a high school student with Trent Kinnison. And that's how Chris and I are connected. I mean, that's not how this all happened, but we both are students of Trent's. I did my master's with him, and Chris was a high school student of his. That we never overlapped in any way, and so we actually just met for the first time a couple of years ago. But
you could share some stories about
Trent. And we do, and we do. It's amazing because we have a lot of great stories to share about Trent and what it's like to be in the Kalamazoo area, and so he grew up here, so that's different. But I certainly know a lot of things about Kalamazoo too. So,
well, knowing a little bit about your schedules and other focuses, it's kind of a rare opportunity to see the Capital Quartet in performance here in Michigan. This is one of them. So what is the focus of this tour? Is it a new project? Is it to show off some new music?
Yes, it is. I mean, we haven't been in Michigan performing in a while, I guess. It's the first time that I'm with a group in Michigan. And so there's a lot of pieces that have been written for us that haven't been played here yet. And there's actually two pieces on the program that are world premieres that are we're premiering this week. And we have a performance tonight. It's a lot of new stuff that Michigan ears haven't heard yet. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Why don't we dip into the recording you brought along, which is the newest from the Capital Quartet. And we won't hear your baritone saxophone on this record because you joined the group just under 2 years ago.
Yes, exactly. So I'm not on this recording. However, the piece you're going to play is going to be on the program, and it's a very exciting piece of music. The thing that's special about this piece is that it's by Carter Pan, who is a composer in Colorado, and he wrote this piece for, you know, normally how this works is saxophone players are begging composers to write for them. And it's normally a good symbiotic relationship because we need pieces that we play, and they need people to play their music. And so that normally works out pretty well. But in this case, it was different because Carter Pan heard a Capital Quartet perform in Colorado, and he came up to them at the time, them. I wasn't part of the group, and said, I need to write for you. And so he did, and he wrote this piece, and he has since written more pieces. In fact, we're premiering another piece of his this week that he wrote, a short piece that's called Capital Punishment. and that's what it is, because it's very hard to play. but he came up to the group and wanted to play for them and to write for them, and he did. And the result was this recording. And this recording he submitted to the Pulitzer Committee, and he was actually one of three finalists last year for the Pulitzer with this recording, which is unique in that it's a chamber piece, which is somewhat unique for the Pulitzer, and it's a saxophone piece, which I think is, I don't think that's happened before.
It's unheard of.
And so it's really, we felt very special about this honor that Carter Pan's piece has gotten that recognition.
Just looking at the jacket here, Carter Pan's piece is called The Mechanics, Six from the Shop Floor. And there are six movements: hoist, drivetrain, belt, flywheel, balance, and trash.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should we start at the beginning?
Yeah, sure. That's great. Thank you.
That's Hoist, the first movement of Carter Pan's The Mechanics, Six from the Shop Floor. And my guest is Henning Schroeder. Henning, since you know Carter Pan, what was the discussion like when you said, what is your inspiration here, Carter?
Well, I actually haven't met him because I wasn't part of the group at the time, but I've heard the other members talk about it because whenever we play the piece, of course, we announce a little bit about the piece, and I think it's his brother who has, I think, a taxi stand with a mechanic shop in it. And I think that's where he got that inspiration. And so you saw the titles of the movements are all kind of like elements of the shop floor. And it's really inspired by that environment. So Hoist is one of them, and Flywheel, and and Trash, which is kind of my favorite. It's a really fun movement, but it has those inspirations in it.
One of the things that's just hitting me now that I wasn't really paying attention to as I listened and heard a lot of color and sort of a real visual sense of writing, but I didn't notice that you guys were playing your heinies off in the recording. It's actually a great accomplishment for four saxophonists to come fuse into, you know, one ensemble like that. Mm-hmm. The instruments themselves want to do different things, I think. I would like to hear about how you ended up switching to baritone and joining this group. Did you audition?
Yes, I did. But I've always been a baritone, a kind of specialist, actually. I mean, with back in Germany, I was affiliated with a professional saxophone quartet from the age of 18, I think. And I was the berry player of that group. And I've always kind of gravitated towards that when in a quartet. Now in real life, let's say, I play, of course, the solo repertoire on alto and soprano. I do a lot of that. And as a saxophonist, you end up playing really all of the saxophones.
So when I knew you when you were in graduate school here, you were probably, I think you entered the competition on...
You mean the concerto competition
here?
Yeah, I did that on alto.
Yeah.
I did one of the standard pieces by Alexander Glazunov, the saxophone concerto, here with Western Michigan Symphony. And that was really fun. But yeah, but that would have been an alto piece. So yeah, I mean, I do a lot alto when I teach, and when I do solo recitals, I tend to do alto and soprano saxophone stuff, and or repertoire. But yeah, as a quartet player, I also, just before I joined Capitol Quartet, I was also in a professional quartet, the Obsidian Quartet here, and I was also the baritone player. And so I think the way this worked, that I was hired by Capitol, They actually had a search, but it was a targeted search, and so they were looking for people who specialize in that, and so they found me. I still had to submit videos and an application, like you always do, for these kinds of things, and then I worked my way into the ensemble, and it's one of the great pleasures of my life is to be part of that group. So it's really an honor and a very exciting endeavor.
Well, what is your favorite part? Is it the practicing? Is it the looking at the brand new pieces? Is it refreshing pieces you've never played before?
Yeah, it's that. But it's also, in this particular case, and I don't think I've ever been in a group where it is quite like that, we really enjoy spending time together. And when we do, it's since we all have university teaching jobs, you know, we're limited to maybe 3 or 4 times a year that we get together for like 10, 12 days. And it's really intense. And we rehearse 8 hours a day, but then we spend the rest of the day together too. And we eat together and we have fun. We have bonfires and things like that. It's just like camp in a way. So we have a great time. We all get along very well and have a great time. But yeah, working on the pieces together, and they come together so easily with those amazing three colleagues that I have, and it's I just look forward to just being with them and enjoying and interpreting the music together.
Do you think that for each of you, this is their fun time?
I absolutely know that that's the case. And I hope that comes across, you know, when we perform. It really is great camaraderie between us, but it's also music making at a level that you know, I think is rare. For me, that was rare to be in a group that can get together like that. We're all on the same page and there are no problems in this ensemble, which is great. I've never had that anywhere. So
the saxophone quartet as a genre is pretty young. And I assume that much like, say, the brass quintet or the woodwind quintet, that's why you focus on getting new music on stages and growing the repertoire. What role has the Capitol Quartet played historically in bringing new works? Is it a long list of pieces?
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces that were written for the Capitol Quartet, especially, let's say, over the past maybe 10 years or so, with the members that are currently in the group being kind of driving forces anyway for the solo repertoire, but then also bringing that to the quartet. And you could say that just because of, and I say this not with myself in mind because I'm a new member of the group, but when I knew about Capitol Quartet, I looked up to them as like one of the groundbreaking ensembles in that business. And you could say that when pieces are written for Capitol Quartet, a lot of the time they're kind of instant classics, instant standards. Like for, Carter Penn, for example, the piece we just heard, you hear quartets and college quartets and university and graduate quartets everywhere playing that piece now. And that's true for many of the other pieces that were written for Capitol Quartet. And that's true for some of the other quartets too. You have Prism Quartet coming up here to Western Michigan as well, which is another one of the big American saxophone quartets. And it's true for the repertoire they play as well. So a lot of pieces are written for them and instantly. People everywhere want to play that kind of music.
Well, let's remind listeners that you can see the Capitol Quartet perform at 7:30 p.m. at the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's part of the Bullock Performance Institute live and interactive series. The series really starts at 7 if you'd like to get to know the performers a little bit. They'll be talking on stage at 7 p.m., but music begins at 7:30. And the program will feature this Pulitzer Prize nominated Mechanics by Carter Pan and a whole variety of other pieces, including some premieres that are getting their first hearings in this tour. I'd like to hear what makes a quartet of saxophones special next to your string quartet or your woodwind quintets. And like, what can you do that you can't hear anywhere else?
Oh, yeah. I think first it's important to know that the saxophone can do things that you would expect a great chamber music ensemble to do. For example, if a lot of the time, you know, as saxophonists, we like to compare the capabilities of the saxophone quartet to that of a string quartet, in that we are a homogeneous ensemble.
It's a family of instruments.
It's a family of instruments. We all sound somewhat alike, So the blending is not a big deal for an ensemble like the saxophone quartet. And the range is somewhat similar too. In fact, we are actually playing a string quartet piece on our program tomorrow. So that kind of works sometimes pretty well. The thing I think that the saxophone brings to the table that maybe other instruments don't do to quite the same extent is the range of colors that we have. If you're not familiar with the classical saxophone, a lot of people, when they hear it for the first time, are even surprised that that's what it is, that it is a saxophone, being more familiar with it in the jazz world. And so that's, I think, one of the things about the saxophone is so versatile. You could do jazz with it, and we do, and a lot of the pieces that were written for us do incorporate jazz improvisation in them. But it could also be, you know, a truly classical kind of sound world that we create.
the horn itself is a brass and woodwind hybrid.
Yes.
In a way. So yes, the colors can go either direction.
Yeah, they can. There's a lot that you can do with a saxophone, and when we, as saxophonists, we kind of allow the saxophone to explore these different colors, maybe more than other instruments do.
Tuning, though. Mm-hmm. That's why you get together for 10 days and practice 8 hours a day to know where that tone is going to be.
Yeah, yeah. The saxophone does have its flaws, but you know, if you have good ears, you can you know, make up for that.
Make it do what you want it to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's plunge back into this Carter Pan piece. Maybe we could find one of the movements that might be a little less extroverted.
Yes. The middle movement belt is inspired by minimal music, and it's this very steady flow of harmonies, and it's one that would be quite in contrast to the one that we just heard, and you know, like an assembly belt. Or the belt within a car, for example, would just have that steady. You would want it to have that kind of steady quality, and so that's what this piece
rotation.
Is. Yeah, it's a beautiful movement.
I'm with Henning Schroeder of the Capitol Quartet, appearing tonight. Details at wmich.edu/music/events. And we're back. That was Belt.
Yes.
Really a strange association with such a mellow, mellow piece that's heard at the heart of this new work by Carter Pan called The Mechanics, which was so impressive. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in Music last year.
Yes.
If you just tuned in, my guest is saxophonist Henning Schroeder, who is the baritonist of the Capitol Quartet appearing at Western Michigan University. Well, we just have a little time left. Let's look at what the rest of the program will give us, and why don't you take it away?
Yeah, we have two premieres on the program that are world premieres this week. One is the other piece by Carter Pan that he wrote for the Capitol Quartet, and it's called Capital Punishment. And it's a very short piece, but very fast and very, you know, very hard to play, hence the title. The other premiere is by David Biedenbender, who's the new composition professor at Michigan State University. It's called Anaphora, and it's also a shorter, kind of funky piece, really fun. And that came, that was commissioned by Nova New Music, which is a new corporation that was established by a saxophonist to promote saxophone music and to get new commissions going and stuff. And so they wanted the Capitol Quartet and the H2 Quartet to be the lead groups for that commission. And so the piece is dedicated to those two saxophone quartets, and we're excited to premiere that. Then we have two pieces that are very recent. One is by jazz saxophonist Andrew Bishop, who's the jazz saxophone professor at University of Michigan. He wrote that for us, and a piece by Evan Haas. Those two pieces we premiered last year at the Saxophone Congress in Texas. And then we have another great piece written for the Capitol Quartet by John Fitzrogers. That's called Prodigal Child. And in addition to those pieces, we have the Debussy String Quartet, just the first movement that we thought worked well on saxophone. Mm. And we have Simple Gifts, just as a little palate cleanser amongst all those really exciting new pieces.
So basically, anyone walking into the concert hall to see the Capitol Quartet is going to hear pieces that many audiences have yet to hear, of course.
Yes, that's right.
New sounds, new music, pieces that, as you mentioned before, may become future classics.
I hope so. And they're not new in a scary kind of a way. A lot of them have jazz influences even though they're all new, there's a great variety there, and I think it's something that many audiences would enjoy.
And we get to enjoy the four of you who really are having the time of your life.
Yes, we do.
as a group.
Yeah.
Tell me where the tour takes you this fall.
We have our home base in East Lansing, because that's where Joe Luloff teaches, one of our members. So that's where we'll be based. You can hear us at Hope College and at Michigan State University. There's also a talk that we do for a music business class there. We will play at the at a gallery in Lansing as well. So we have a few things, and we'll teach master classes and stuff too. By the way, also at 3 p.m. at Western Michigan, we'll be teaching a master class with students of Andrew Rathman's saxophone studio.
All saxophonists, welcome to just come and watch.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it'll be great to hear students play for us. We always enjoy that part of our job to just, you know, kind of hear what's happening at the different schools and maybe give our two cents.
Well, thanks for playing at such a high level and bringing that music to us here in Kalamazoo. And Henning, it's great to catch up as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that this worked out, that we got to get together and talk about this.
Well, let's do it again when we can.
Absolutely. Thank you.